师傅，刚才我去忏悔的时候，就是关于情侣的事情，我可以说说我自己的感想吗？
可以，你欢喜说什么都可以的，不必问。哎，那后边呢？我说的你没有翻译、啊？嗯。
We've been listening to this chapter of the Ten Penetrations, and I think it's really a very, very important chapter because Shifu's motto is to create living Buddhas, and we are dead men. And the thing is that some of us, we come here every day and we think that, you know, we listen to this Avatamsaka Sutra that's been going on for years and we take it really for granted. But it's not so. It really is a sutra for the great vehicle believers. And just like what was said tonight at this lecture, that if you haven't accumulated many, many good roots for limitless kalpas, you would not be able to listen or even understand what the sutra is about. So here we are talking about the ten penetrations. Penetrating what? Now, in Chinese, penetration means the traffic is flowing, you know, all the juices are flowing the right way. But it also implies that there's no outflow. And I've been thinking a lot about this because ever since I started cultivating, I've been wondering, well, what is this thing about people having spiritual penetrations? And I think Shifu's actually given the answer time and time again, except that I think most of us don't want to hear it. People who have penetrations don't have any more outflows. Now, what is outflow? To put it very bluntly, it's flowing out of sexual energy. It's so simple and it's so profound that most of us don't want to believe it because it's so simple and it's the hardest thing to let go. Now, what is sexual energy? Sexual energy is just that bit of ignorance, of fire. Now, why are we so attached to all this? It's because before we became human beings again in this lifetime, when we were the intermediate scan of the body, we were just roaming around. But the intermediate scan of the body, i.e. the ghost, whenever it sees a man and a woman in sexual intercourse, it could smell that essence, that mixture of semen and blood of the women from thousands of miles away and will fly to that place immediately because it's attracted to that. And because it likes that mixing of the essences, it jumps in, it leaps into birth, and it forgets at the moment of conception. The intermediate stomach body forgets that it was a ghost before, forgets everything that had happened to it before, and it becomes that embryo within the mother's womb and it starts growing. And when the embryo grows, when it gets nurtured within the womb for the next 9 months, it gets felt a lot, it gets touched. All the things that we've been used to from you know, pre-birth, the touching and the warmth and all that makes us so attached to the sexual energy and we just cannot let go. Now, you say, why don't I have spiritual penetrations? I'm working hard enough. Well, the reason is because 84,000 of your hair force all have outflows. How can we get spiritual penetrations that way? Or you say, well, I don't think about, if you're a woman, you say, I don't think about men anymore. I don't do that type of false thinking. Or if you're a man, you say, well, I don't think of women anymore. But you see, it gets much more subtle than that. It's not only sex. It's really any type of emotional attachment you have, be it between women and women, between adults and children, you know, with among all people, any type of emotional feelings that could deter you from cultivating. Now, does that mean that you absolutely shut up and you aren't friendly to anyone? Well, that's not so, because human beings aren't grass and wood. We all have feelings. But the thing is, where to put them? Where to draw the line? Where you say, well, I'm not going to be that chummy, because if I am going to be that chummy, I'm going to deter that person from cultivating, and I'm stopping him or her cultivating. It doesn't mean that you don't talk to anybody of the opposite sex, because that's like being a strange animal. Why do? And recently there have been a lot of people in that house that have been sick, including myself. So I've been thinking a lot about that, where sickness comes from. Now, I think before people start to cultivate, if you're young and if you're robust, you usually don't get sick very often. It's just that we have so many outflows, you know, that everything we eat just goes away and comes back. You're just living around in the retinue of the devil. But once you have decided to cultivate, particularly once you have decided to leave home, the accounts are tabulated in a much more harsh way. There's just no two ways about it. And the more accomplished you are, the more sensitive you are too. So I think that most illnesses are really just results of affliction. And what are affliction? Affliction is just not being able to put down emotional love. You see, basically, our nature is like a pure mirror and is very clear. And the more you cultivate, and the steeper the hill is, the more you are aware that whatever strand of affliction comes in and appears in the mirror will cause you to be ill. For example, before, when I used to have affliction, they came in huge lumps. You know, I could support them, like lump 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and I loved them. I mean, I ate them up like a glutton. And then when affliction is like, oh, this person doesn't like me, or, oh, I think I'm jealous of this person, or, oh, I don't like this type of food, or I wish I would be famous, etc. But now as these things are starting to go away, they're coming to be much more subtle. They're like different strands of silk, you know, and they just move in and out like a shadow. But it's just because these shadows are there that whenever they come in, I become ill. So if you becoming ill, I think it's a healthy sign, because it means that you're going to recover. You know, if you didn't even ever get ill, you probably wouldn't know that you were in the path of cultivating. Well, I mean, if this is a totally invalid theory, please correct me. I've also been very sensitized to another thing, and that is the holding of precepts. You know, many people in this monastery who live here hold precepts. And the precepts are such incredibly just guidelines. Recently, I've been really sensitized in my smelling sense. I'm beginning to smell that some people really stink. I never knew this before. It's not that they don't take baths, you know. I mean, they would take their baths each day, they would use deodorants, and they would put on even the best perfumes, but God, they stink. And you know why? It's because, particularly if they're Buddhist disciples and they don't hold precepts, the cluttered thoughts in their body just ooze out, and the smell is really foul, you know. You could smell it miles away. Whereas people who have held precepts for a long time, and all their karmas, the mouth, body, and mind karma, are clean, then they carry this fragrance around with them. I don't know whether you people have been aware of this, but Shifu actually just smells heavily, you know. I mean, he has this incredible fragrance that just trails around. And I couldn't even smell this a few weeks ago. I don't know why it suddenly came about. But today, because of gorgeous repentance, I feel motivated to say these things. There's nothing as hard as cutting off sexual desire, but it is the thing that you have to most cut off, because without it you cannot have any type of accomplishment. It is the only source of outflow, really. And without any sexual desire, you won't have any outflow. It is just that simple. It's just like this. Would anybody else have opinions about this?
讲的你还没有翻译给我听呢。
哎呀，嗯，我不需要翻译给师父听吗？
那，我还听不懂。
嗯，
我听不懂你说什么。
嗯，说师父讲解是通顶是非常重要的，因为如果我们没有神通，就不可能成就圣者。但是通这个事就是没有漏的意思嘛。那么我现在毛孔也大。
伙同，你听得怎么样呢？啊？很舒服？嗯？嗯？嗯？为什么？嗯？你懒惰？你因为什么要懒惰？就是因为不知道，那个就是从不知道那儿来的嘛。不知道是什么？嗯？无名，不是有名啊？嗯？不错，我们人呢？为什么有烦恼？我说过不知多少次，就因为有自私。为什么有自私？就因为有这个欲，就怕自己把这个欲跑了，没有了，所以呀，就要想法子保护着这个欲啊，给他招来一些个伪兵保护着他。伪兵啊，就像那个军队呀，在那站门口，站门那个站岗的那个兵似的，在那守着对我这个欲要是不利了啊，这就要发脾气了。人为什么有脾气？都因为这个，就因为这个无明啊，这个情和这个爱，要没有了情，没有爱，那个脾气呀，就会跑得很远很远，离你十万八千里。既然你有情有爱，就生出一种自私感来，有了自私啊，就不顾一切，什么也不管啊，这个归根结底就是这个欲啊。你要没有这个欲，就没有自私，没有自私就没有烦恼啊。你有这个欲，就有生死；你要没有欲了，那就了生死了啊。没有欲就没有无明，没有无明，破了无明，那就是法性。我们人为什么没有智慧？也就因为有这个无明，就没有真正智慧。有这个无明啊，就生出欲，生出欲就又生出自私，生出自私就会有烦恼啊，贪不到就要有烦恼了，对我不好也要有烦恼了。这个烦恼就因为啊有自己，你要没有我了，什么都没有了，无名也没有了，欲也没有了啊，自私也没有了，烦恼也不知道跑到什么地方去了。你们信不信啊？就是这个千经万典说来说去都是说的这个啊。你要能把我没有了，无名破了，欲消灭了，也没有自私，没有烦恼，烦恼你找也找不着了，因为他你根本上的问题解决了。所以呢，方才他说这个名啊财啊吃啊睡啊，这都是从这个情啊，从这无名那来的，从这情欲那来的。 你要没有情欲了，什么也不觉得不重要了，因为你有情欲，觉得这个也哦不好，那个也不对了，什么都对不住自己了。所以这个就是啊，这个情欲的鬼呀、作怪。你要是能把这个情欲的鬼降服了，那就是啊，很快就入汝来使，生汝来坐，胚汝来衣了。
师父可以说说病的因缘吗？因为这一块很多人病
都是从这儿来的，就是什么病都是从这无明这这个情爱这生出来的。情爱对自己不好了，这就生病了啊，觉得对自己好了，这就没有病了，都是这个自私自利啊。这一排有病，这回着天气的关系呀，大家要多穿一点棉袄，也就会好一点。 诸佛国土，道场众会及所说法，至于究竟无所取着。于彼一切悉能记持，不忘不失，也不会断了，也不会退，也不会迷，也不会毁。好像俺们人呢，对法真正的正法不认识，那么就顺乎人情去啊，随顺世间法而不修出世法。出世法和世间法正是啊相对待的。那么佛呀菩萨为呀其他人演说，令得误解，令啊自己不退失，而且还令其他人不退失，终不忘失，令其他人也不忘失。一文一句就是啊，一个文字一个文句也不忘，好就好像东方那么这样子，南西北方四维上下呢，一夫入室也像东方那样子。是名啊菩萨摩诃萨的第五无碍清净天耳智慧神通佛子，普贤菩萨又称一称说你们各位佛的弟子，菩萨摩诃萨呀住无体性神通，没有一个体性神通，也没有作用一个神通，不加造作一个神通，也这个平等神通，这个神通啊是平等的，广大的神通，无量的神通，无依靠的神通，随念的神通，起的神通，不起的神通，不退的神通，不断的神通，不坏的神通，增长的神通，随意的神通啊，随意到什么地方去就有这个，就可以到什么地方去，这种神通。此菩萨闻极远，他听得非常的远，一切世界中诸佛名，所有一切的佛的名字，所谓无数的世界，无量的世界，乃至不可说不可说的佛刹微尘数世界，那么多的世界中诸佛的名字他都闻，闻其名已之后，既能既自见身呢，自己见这个菩萨，自己见自己的身呢，在彼佛所，就在那个佛啊那个道场里面，彼诸世界啊，回阳的世界，回夫的世界，各个形状啊不同，各个方所也不同，各个的识别不同，无边无碍也没有边际，也没有障碍，种种的果度，种种的时节，这个时候和这个节运，无量功德个别庄严，那么有无量种的功德呀个别来庄严的果度，比比如来于中出现的。那么每一个佛的世界，这个佛呀在那儿都出现，于是示现神变，示现佛的神变，称扬名号，称扬佛的名号，无量无数各个不同的佛的名号。此菩萨，这个菩萨依得闻彼诸如来的名字，不动本处啊，不需要离开他那个菩萨所在的地方，而见其身菩萨用他的神通见他自己的身，在彼佛所，在那个佛的道场呢，礼拜尊重那个佛，诚是供养的佛，问菩萨法，问菩萨所修行的法，入佛的智慧，
岂能了达诸佛果度啊？这个道场众会啊，和这个所说的法啊，至于究竟的无所取着，没有啊，一点这个执着和这个放不下的这种的思想。
我说佛刹微尘数劫，徒知事法而无所往，然亦刹观佛听法，请大无有断绝。无有废舍，无有修习，无有培养。修菩萨行成就大愿，系令具足，曾无退转，威令如来广大众生不断觉悟，是名菩萨摩诃萨。第六住无体性，无动作，往一切佛刹至身同。佛子，菩萨摩诃萨以善分别一切众生，因因智通，知不可说不可说佛刹微尘数世界中众生种种言辞。像前边所说，这个不可说不可说这么多的佛刹微尘数，这么多的劫，普至十方而无所往，这个菩萨呀，能普遍到十方微尘数那么多的世界，去微尘数那么长的时间，那么多的劫，这样长的时间，对吧？到这个十方而不说完，虽然分身到十方而本体不动，所以呀、啊、说无所往。然亦他观佛，可是啊，到十方诸佛的刹度去，亲近呢、啊，瞻仰十方的诸佛，在十方诸佛的座下听法，请道，请这个十方佛呀，给他演说这个了生脱死的妙道，无有断绝。那么到十方去观佛和听法，时时都不间断，无有废舍，也没有啊说不做这个事情的时候，无有休息，也不休息，无有培养，也不会呀、啊、好像我们听的时间久了就生了培养的心了，不会的。菩萨呀、啊、也不培养，那么修菩萨行常常呢、啊、是修菩萨所修的行的，成就菩萨所发的大愿，系令具足，令这个菩萨行也具足，是这个大愿也具足，曾无退转，永远不会有退心的，威令如来广大种性不断觉悟，因为想要啊令这个佛的广大的种性啊不断绝，不断佛的种子，
是名菩萨摩诃萨第六，住无体性无动作，往一切佛刹至神通。这个就是菩萨中的大菩萨，第六种啊，住于没有体性也没有动作，还能往一切佛刹的智慧神通。佛子，你们各位佛的弟子，菩萨摩诃萨呀，菩萨中的大菩萨，以善分别一切诸众生的这个眼隐智通、智慧神通，知不可说，不可说那么多的佛的刹度，微尘数那么多的世界中啊，众生啊，所有的众生种种的言辞啊，无论哪一类的众生的言辞啊，这个菩萨他都知道。所谓圣言辞非圣言辞，天言辞龙言辞，夜叉言辞，前塔诃阿修罗，迦楼罗紧那罗，摩吼罗伽人及非人，乃至不可说不可说众生所有言辞，各个表示种种之别，如是一切皆能了之。此菩萨随所入世界，能知其中一切众生所有性欲，入其性欲未出言辞气令，结了无有一回，入日光出现普照众色，令有目者悉得明见菩萨摩诃萨，以福入世，以善分别一切言辞之，深入一切言辞云，所有言辞令诸世间聪慧之者悉得解了，是名菩萨摩诃萨第七，善分别一切言辞之神通。说的圣言辞，圣就是啊，佛、菩萨、阿罗汉，这四圣的，四圣法界的圣人所说的这个言辞，非圣言辞就是啊，在这个四圣法界还没有证得这个四圣法界，这种的果位。所以啊，叫非圣言辞，天言辞，天上啊，种种诸天有种种的言辞，龙言辞，龙啊有龙的言辞，夜叉言辞，夜叉有夜叉自己的言辞，
前塔婆和恶修罗迦楼罗紧那拉摩后罗切人和非人乃至呀不可说不可说那么多的众生所有的言辞各个表示各个呀他或者有言或者无言用这个表示来表达他的言辞种种识别有种种不同的入世一切皆能了知啊像这样子的一切的言辞菩萨都能明了而知道此菩萨这一位啊菩萨虽所入世界他到哪一个世界知其中一切所有的众生所有的性欲他性所好的什么他所欲所贪的什么入其性欲呀、就菩萨观察他的性欲所好的为出言辞就为的为这一类的众生来处说他的这个语言续令结了令这一类的众生啊他明白无有一悔他也没有啊一种一悔的思想入日光出现呢就像啊太阳光啊出现一样普照众彩所有的一切众彩呀都现出来了令有目者令这个有眼睛的众生悉得明见都啊得到清清楚楚楚的看见太阳菩萨摩诃萨菩萨中的大菩萨一复入世也像太阳光啊一出来啊凡是有众烟色的都令他有眼睛的都令他看得见以善分别一切的言辞智慧深入一切言辞云这个言辞啊深入一切的言辞啊好像云似的啊所有言辞令诸世间呢聪慧之者令啊世间所有聪明有智慧的人悉得解了都啊明白了达这个就是菩萨中的大菩萨呀第七种的善分别一切言辞的智慧神通
即端严色不可量色善守护色能成熟色虽他者色无障碍色甚明彻色无垢浊色澄清即澄清色大勇见色不思议方便色不可坏色离狭义色无障碍色善安住色妙庄严色诸相端严色种种随好色大尊贵色妙境界色善摩影色清净身心色自然明胜色最胜广大色无间断色无所依色无等彼色充满不可说何刹色增长色坚固奢受色最胜功德色最诸亲乐色清净结了色寂聚众妙色善巧决定色无有障碍色先菩萨要称一声啊，向你们各位佛的弟子，菩萨呀，摩诃萨说菩萨中的大菩萨，以一切言辞，以出生无量恶僧祇那么多的色身庄严智慧神通。能知道一切啊法远离啊一切的色相无识别的色相无种种的色相无无量的色相无分别的色相无青黄赤白的色相菩萨入世啊菩萨像这样的入于法界一切的色相能现其身能啊把这个菩萨身啊做种种的色相就是所谓的无边色没有边际的这个色身无量的色身清净的色身庄严的色身普遍的色身无比的色身啊，普照的色身增上的色身无违逆的色身啊，具诸相的色身离众恶色的色身大威力的色身可尊重的色身无穷尽的色身众杂妙色的色身即端严的色身不可量的色身善守护的色身能成熟的这种色身随他者的这色身啊，随他的色身那么其他众生啊有什么色身他就现什么色身无障碍的色身甚明彻的色身无垢浊的色身即澄清的即澄净的色身 大勇健的这财神，不思议的方便财神，不可坏的这种财神，离狭义的财神，没有障碍的这种财神，善安住的这个财神，妙庄严的财神，诸相端严的财神，种种虽好的财神，大尊贵的财神啊，妙境界的财神，善摩营的财神，清净的身心的财神啊，知然名胜的这种财神，最胜广大的财神，无间断的财神，无所依的这种财神，无等比的财神，充满不可说佛刹的财神，增长的财神，坚固奢寿的财神，最胜功德的财神，随诸心乐的财神，清净结了的财神，这种种的妙财神，这个寂寂众妙财的财神，善巧方便的决定财的财神，没有障碍的财神，这种种的财神呢，菩萨都时时的现出来。虚空明镜彩，清净可乐彩，立住尘垢彩，不可称量彩，妙见彩，普见彩，随时示现彩，寂静彩，离贪彩，真实福天彩，能坐安稳彩，离诸不畏彩，离愚痴横彩，智慧勇猛彩，身相无碍彩，忧心普遍彩，心无所依彩，大慈所起彩，大悲所现彩，平等出离彩，具足福德彩，随心意念彩，无边妙宝彩，宝藏光明彩，众生信乐彩，一切智现前彩，欢喜颜彩，众宝庄严第一彩，菩萨又示现好像虚空啊那么明净的财神，又示现呢清净和欢乐的可爱乐的这种财神，菩萨又示现呢离诸尘垢的财神，身体犹如琉璃一样，菩萨又示现不可称量那么多的财神，菩萨又示现呢妙见的财神，菩萨又示现呢普见的财神，菩萨又示现随时示现的财神，菩萨又示现呢这个寂静的财神，菩萨又示现呢离贪欲的财神，菩萨又示现真实啊福天僧的财神，菩萨又示现能坐安稳的这种的财神，菩萨又示现呢令众生离不畏的财神，菩萨又示现令众生啊离一切的愚痴横的财神，菩萨又示现呢这个有智慧大勇猛的财神，菩萨又示现呢身相无碍的这种财神，菩萨又示现呢游行普遍的这种财神，菩萨又示现呢心无所依靠的财神， 菩萨又示现呢这个大慈所升起的这种的色身，菩萨又示现呢这个大悲所示现的这种色身，菩萨又示现呢出离啊三界的色身，菩萨又示现具足啊福德智慧的这种色身，菩萨又示现随心意念的这种啊不思议的色身，菩萨又示现无边曼妙宝的这个色身，菩萨又示现宝藏的光明色身，菩萨又示现了众生信乐的这种色身，菩萨又示现一切智慧现前的色身，也就是佛身，菩萨又啊示现的欢喜眼的色身，一切众生啊都欢喜看他，菩萨又示现呢众宝庄严呢啊第一最微妙的不可思议这种色身，明天是初一了，九月初一，咱们那个孙居士，咱们要和大家结缘共斋。我相信咱们金山寺的人也都没有什么，也都不修道。华盛顿的人也是道不修，所以啊有人共斋解缘我们都很惭愧的，我是第一个，也是生大惭愧，觉得这个好像呢这个受不起供养似的，但是有人供养也不能说不受，所以勉强啊受受供养。那么华盛顿街的人呢，明天要是不是教书的都可以到这儿来迎供了，这是一个消息，这个消息我也不知道是好消息是坏消息那么不愿意来上供的人呢，一天就觉得是个坏消息，愿意上供来迎供的人呢，就觉得是好消息果陀吃不着不要哭，因为他读书呢。那么果童呢有机会可以吃一点好东西，果幼啊恐怕今天晚上就睡不着觉了，听说有好东西吃，回者不是这样的，果幼心里说我才不是这样的，还有啊从下个月开始这个我讲华严经的力趣是搬到万佛城去，那么孙果山如果想要听经到万佛城去听了那么在三藩市啊就不讲了，不在三藩市讲经了，那么这是啊一个消息，还有很多好消息，如果没有时间我不是不告诉你们了。今天是12号，还有20几天。
Today is the 12th, we still have several tens of days here.
More 穿的
more
maybe 18天。
Maybe 18 days more here. And if Sun Guoshan would like to, if Sun Guoshan would like to hear the lecture, she will have to go to the Wanpo Chan. It's not going to be lectured in San Francisco. Not going to lecture sisters in San Francisco.
So
孙果山刚刚听了有点门路了，这个丽晨又搬了，搬家了。好，good。Good。就怕你放不下孙子。
Well, and there's a whole lot of other good news, but there's no time, so I'm not going to tell you.
Some people would like to hear the good
news, huh?
有没有人愿意听一听？
Well, is there anybody who'd like to hear it?
嗯，有人要听吗？嗯，另外的好消息，你们知道是什么？好消息，人吃饱了之后啊，都要到厕所去。你们说是不是个好消息？不相信，不相信也不行的。我这个好消息你一定要相信，你不相信就没有办法。No way, don't be, no belief. 果童，你信不信我这好消息？
我信。
你信呢？No drunk, no drunk talking. I talking truth. 有人心里想，还有另外一个小好消息，我也听一听。好，我告诉你，就是啊，咱们现在这个万佛城的 payment 还差10万块钱。那么在这个世界上就有一个人做一个梦，说是我们这还少10万块钱，就给寄来47万港币。你们说这是不是一个好消息？香港 money 其实嘛，American dollars 是100刀钱，是不是？100刀钱，你们说这是不是好消息？
哇！
不要喝死你啊！Hong Kong, in this world.
Somebody in this world had a dream. And they dreamt that,
He dreaming say, 天道行不的实体，给payment, 少100道行 money. 所以他给寄了100道行 money.
Oh, he dreamed that, the thousand Buddha city needed was left 100,000.
$100,000
这和那个吃饱饭到厕所去是一个样的好消息。
This is good news, is people going to the toilet after they eat.
Eat food, 不是一体，你一体一体一点点，它不会去的。
Oh, okay.
要说清楚。